It is time for our top 10 of the morning, straight from the home office in Granbury, Texas. The protesters yesterday in Clearwater, Florida, who were protesting that Florida hasn't opened their gyms yet. They were protesting it by proving that they didn't really need a gym, apparently.
Hey, there's about 30-some-odd people down here, and what they're doing is they want phase two to get underway so the gyms can reopen.
Yeah,
they don't think it's right that they can't go work
signs.
Out. Earlier, they were all down doing push-ups, squats, and stuff just to show their support for gyms. Everybody right up on each other.
Yeah, so, you know, sometimes, I mean, it's a time-honored tradition of protesting, the exercising of the constitutional right to protest and gather.
Yes. And if you want to see what we're talking about, it is posted on the Hank Evans Facebook page.
It's pretty great, yeah. Sometimes the idea is in the right place, but the protest doesn't really hit the mark. I mean, it's like that time when those people were protesting and advocating for the use of time travel. You know, they'd yell, you know, what do we want? Time travel. When do we want it? Irrelevant.
No,
it doesn't matter with time travel.
It doesn't
travel.
Matter,
see,
does it?
See, they were not quite there. So here we go. This morning's top 10 from the home office in Granbury, writing staff are the top 10 other things those Florida gym people could have been protesting instead. The top 10 other things they maybe should have been protesting instead, like number 10.
Number 10.
Oh, I don't know. The Scientology headquarters is literally three blocks away. I'm just saying. I mean, you're there.
Number 9.
I better back away from that quickly. Number 9. I don't know what happened. The harsh mistreatment they should protest it. The harsh mistreatment and abuse to animals and humans alike for the casting of Nicolas Cage as Tiger King, because we're all going to
we're
have to see
that.
And nobody's going to be okay after that.
Number 8.
Thing they maybe could have protested instead. The unethical working conditions at the factory that makes protest signs. Although you have to wonder where would they get the signs to?
Where would they?
You just probably just do that.
Number 7,
the blatant health hazard of what is now affectionately known outside as the Sundance Square communal porta john.
Yes.
Come on, come on, ladies and gentlemen, step right up. At least it's raining right now, and maybe getting some sort of cleaning.
Well, maybe.
At least externally.
Let's go check it out.
Biohazard. I'm going to protest. That's my own protest right there.
I'm going to have a sign made for that.
Here we go. Number 6 thing they could have protested and said out there in Florida. I don't know, the particular lack of weekly water conservation as exhibited by one particular radio show every Thursday morning at 8 a.m. We do waste some water, don't we, with Will It Floats.
Number 5.
Here we go. This is a protest against the People for the Ethical Treatment of Murder Hornets. Didn't know they existed, did they? Very niche. They're called PETA. That's how it goes. That's also
they can have them.
It's in conjunction with the protest for the continued legislation to pass that would overturn the law of natural selection. But I don't know if that's really going to fly on that one.
Number 4.
Oh, they could protest the absolute egregious, according to your emails, absence on Tuesdays of that other beloved tradition on the show.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Conway Twitty.
That ain't
Conway
my Twitty.
Twitty.
That ain't my Twitty.
They miss it. We all miss it.
The writers are working hard on figuring out how to bring it back. I'm sorry. Some things we have to roll out in phases.
Number three.
You know, they could have scheduled a mass gathering to protest the continued formation of mass gatherings.
Number 2.
What?
It's kind of retroactive. It's like a black hole.
Do I need to put my mask on for this?
Number 2, they could protest that the government has not issued all of us a leopard print smock like Ted Cruz sported so brilliantly last Friday while he was getting his haircut.
We're working on that.
Was that PPE certified? I don't know. It pairs well with his beard. And then finally,
Number one
other thing that maybe those Florida gym people could have protested. Well, they could have started up the protest for Hank FM management to stop allowing these weekly top 10 lists. There you go. We love you. Our top 10 this morning here on the show. Coming up next, the frightening retail experience.
On air, online, on the app, or on Alexa. You're waking up with KB and Marley. Hank FM.